And now this is a decision for Sharon, Sharon Ramirez, Ramirez, January 1843. Address as a letter to Dr. Holmes, Holmes, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a post-hospital follow-up for Mrs. Ramirez. She presented with acute kidney injury, fraudulent pre-renal ATN, Lasix, losartan, aldactone, HCTC, and Bactrim were discontinued. Creatinine from 4 has improved to 0.8, did not require dialysis. Today comes accompanied with husband, doing salt fluid restriction, stable edema. Weight at home fluctuates 209 to 212. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. There is no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Visiting nurses, participating at home. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, is still weak. Stable dyspnea, rest and or activity, has not need any oxygen, does uses inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, stable orthopnea, no PND. Next paragraph, present medications, imiodarone, Norvasc, Eliquis, calcium vitamin D, Coric, Norco as needed, Ventolin, and Advair. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 150 over 60. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2 plus edema below the knees, alert or intestine 3, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is November, creatinine is back to normal, 0.8, normal potassium, bicarbonate at 30, low sodium 136, and normal glucose, calcium, phosphorus. In the hospital, normal kidney size without obstruction, normal ejection fraction, minor enlargement of atria, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, mild pulmonary hypertension, otherwise for the most part looks normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury, as indicated above, pre-renal ATN, likely effect of medications which were discontinued. Kidney function is back to normal. Next number, obesity, which is likely the reason for lower extremity edema. Continuous salt fluid restriction. Consider mechanical supports. If she doesn't fit the normal compressing stockings, consider the ones used with the Velcro or with a zipper. Remove it at night, keep legs elevated. Next number, hypertension, in the office, not very well controlled. I would like to try HCTC, a low dose 12.5. We will monitor sodium, potassium, and creatinine on the next few days. Might require a potassium sparing diuretic. Next number, some of the edema can also be exacerbated by the use of Norvasc. Next number, imiodarone exposure. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, and beta blockers. Next number, echocardiogram, minor changes, which is very encouraging. All issues discussed with the patient and husband. End of dictation.